and our final headline broke late last week. Type 2 diabetes affects more than 20 million people in the U.S. Now four studies have found new genes. They raise the risk for that kind of diabetes. It hits African Americans especially hard. For more on the new research, I spoke with Dr. Larry Deeb. He's president of medicine and science for the American Diabetes Association. Dr. Deeb says he's thrilled with these new studies for several reasons.
It's important because it would be really wonderful to know who is at risk, but more importantly, to know really who's not at risk, because you need to, if we could concentrate our energy on those who are the greatest risk, we obviously could save time and money. As a consequence, we know that type 2 diabetes probably isn't caused by a single gene. I think that that would be the common form of it, is just not caused by a single gene. What's happened recently is the identification of now 10 genes, one from the Icelandic group and four more from groups in America that are associated pretty powerfully with type 2 diabetes.
So when it comes to African Americans who have 1.6 times the rate of diabetes as the majority population, how important are these findings, or is this really kind of something that's promising but not quite going to affect people's lives yet?
The latter, really. I think it's important to understand that, one, for example, the Icelandic population clearly are all Indo-Europeans. I mean, there's very few minority people, if any, in Iceland. And these numbers of people studied in these papers are reported, there are hundreds as opposed to thousands. That said, you also have to understand that they talk about explaining 2 or 3% of diabetes with the genes we have now, which means, of course, 97% isn't explained. And I think that's, again, important to understand from a clinical perspective.
So what you're saying is that, first of all, these studies have not targeted African Americans as a study group. Let me start with that one. We've talked on this show about issues about who gets included in clinical trials. Is this now a situation where the question of genes are going to be taken up by other researchers who will include oversampling of African Americans to see how the black population is affected?
Absolutely. I think it's important that the NIH and all of its research want you to look at the population that you serve and be sure that the study, if it's possible, to be representative of that population, age, gender, and ethnicity. For example, I am a pediatric endocrinologist, and when we, with the TODAY trial is a trial that the NIH is doing in type 2 diabetes in children, and the target population is the population at risk. So there is an effort to look at populations who are at risk, and clearly the expansion of these studies will include more of the minority, and indeed may end up oversampling the minority because of the increased risk.
There's a lot of diseases, including some types of cancers, that can be caused by a combination of what's in your genes and what you choose to do with your life, whether it's eat too many fats, smoke, things like that. Is this a situation where studying the genes is going to overshadow the fact that type 2 diabetes is often linked to diet and exercise? Do you worry about that?
A little bit, but I say I hope not. I think it's very important to say this and say again that I just said that understanding these genes might explain a small percentage of the risk of diabetes. And I would hope that the research continues, and I would hope that the research, you will have this conversation about the 20th and the 40th and the 50th gene. And eventually, we'll have enough information that we can really do a good job of predicting. But already today, I can tell you that if you're at risk to develop diabetes, if your blood sugar is already a little bit on the abnormal side, we call it prediabetes, and you get in there and you're willing to commit to 30 minutes a day of exercise, commit to a healthy diet where you lose some weight, 8, 10 pounds, 15 pounds. When we did those studies, at the end of 5 years, there was 58% less diabetes, and recent data from Finland, where they have a health system that allows continuing follow-up even if you're not part of a grant, They added another 3 years' worth of data to their study, and there was continued to be a 43% difference. So we already know that 7 or 8 years into it, how much you can decrease the amount of diabetes by doing the kinds of things that you can recommend to everybody.
Dr. Larry Deeb, thank you so much.
My pleasure, as always, and thank you for alerting people about diabetes.
Dr. Larry Deeb is president of medicine and science at the American Diabetes Association. He joined us from his office in Tallahassee, Florida. Dr. Deeb said last week's reports are good news, but they're not going to have much effect on diabetes rates in the short term.